भगवद्गीता 6.35
श्री भगवान वाच असंशय महाबाहो मनोदुर्निग्रहं चलं अभ्यासेन तु कौन्तेय वैराग्येन च गृह्यते. Asamshaya Mahabaho. This is the beginning of Krishna's answer to Arjuna's apprehension about the feasibility of controlling the mind, as expressed in the previous two verses, 33 and 34. Krishna will answer in this and the next verse. And in this verse, Krishna begins on a very empathetic note. He says, yes, Arjuna, it's undoubtedly Asamshaya Mahabaho. Arjuna, you are very powerful and yet, so it's very difficult to control the mind. Manodurnigraham chalam. So the juxtaposition, the putting together of Mahabaho and Durnigraha is significant. It is not that because one is weak, one can't control the mind. Krishna is telling Arjuna, you are Mahabaho. And yet, even for you, it is difficult to control the mind. And that communicates the level of difficulty in controlling the mind. And further, he says, asamshayam, undoubtedly. No doubt about it. Krishna usually uses the word asamshaya in a positive sense to refer to assure the certainty of something. That, for example, late chapter, he'll say that antakale chimam svamuktva kalevaram ya prayatis bhavyati nastyatra samshayah na samshayah. So, asamshayah na samshayah, don't have any doubt, that is used in a positive sense to give reassurance about the certainty of success on the spiritual path. Here Krishna uses the same word asamshaya to talk about something which comes from the opposite end. Yes, there's no doubt that the mind is very difficult to control. It's like, say, a student goes and tells the teacher the subject is very difficult. And the teacher says that, oh, I know, there's no doubt the subject is difficult. So, such a reply often gives a lot of relief to the student if the student's anxiety and the student is a little arrogant, it takes the wind out of the sails. If how does it take the wind out of the sails? Because the student is thinking that the teacher will say, be dismissive, or you are dumb and that's why you're not able to understand it, but the subject is not all that difficult. Then the student will fight back and will try to show that I am not dumb, but it is the subject is difficult and the way this is written, the way this is explained, it's all that is the problem. But when the teacher, this student is itching for a quarrel or a fight, and the teacher suddenly says, yes, it's a very difficult subject. Hey, what's going on? This is not what I expected. That's what the student thinks. And similarly, Krishna, he reassures Arjuna. Now, if a student has anxiety, oh, the subject is so difficult, how will I be able to study it? How will I manage it? Then, for such a student anxiety, the empathy of the teacher is very helpful. Asamshayam, no doubt. This, yes, it's a very difficult subject. Asamshayam mahabaho mano durnigraham chalam. The durnigraha, nigraha is discipline. And durnigraha is very difficult to discipline. Nigraha is the same word which Arjuna has used in the previous verse, tasyaham nigraham manye vayorivasu dushkaram. So nigraha is to control. To control it is sudushkaram, extremely difficult, Arjuna has said. And Krishna repeats that, essentially agrees with that and reiterates that by saying durnigraham. It's extremely difficult to control. And then Krishna also uses the same word that Arjuna has used, chalam. Arjuna has used it with the same word with the prefix chanchala, tvathitim siram and chanchalam himanah Krishna. Chala is there. Chala is that which moves, rapidly moves. That is restless. So, normally when someone comes to us, someone has a problem, often people need not just guidance for solving the problem, people also need encouragement so that they can have the confidence to solve the problem. Even if we have the best guidance, but if it comes without confidence, somebody has got a new machine and it's not working. So somebody gives instruction manual, okay, do this, and the problem will be solved. Now if the client is new and client is not very tech savvy and is basically uncomfortable with technology, then that's, this looks very comfortable. Will I be able to understand the language also? Will I be able to apply it? Will it work? Then the teacher, if the person who is giving the guide, so it's actually written for people who have even little technical knowledge. It's written in a non-technical layman language. And the terms are also understandable. If you can't understand the terms, just go to the bibliography or go to the end of the book. That's where you'll find the explanation of the terms. I know you may not be very tech savvy, so it might be a little difficult initially for you, but afterwards it will become easy because it's very simply written for people like you only. So if a tech assistant guides a nervous tech user like this, then the term nervous tech user not only gets the confidence back, but also becomes more ready to understand, assimilate and use the guidance that will follow. So that giving confidence is as important as giving guidance. And here, Krishna gives confidence to Arjuna by saying, yes, it is difficult. It's not that you are a below average candidate and you are finding it difficult, but everyone else finds it easy. So if a teacher says, no, it's such an easy subject, everyone cracks it and you are being cracked by it. You are nuts, you are a dumb person. The student will get completely deflated by, especially if the student is a little nervous already. The student will get deflated, disheartened, dejected. May even quit the subject or quit the course or quit school itself. The teacher needs to give both guidance and confidence. And the first thing that Krishna does is he gives confidence. Asamshayam mahabaho manodur nigraham chalam. Undoubtedly, O Krishna Arjuna, you are very powerful, but the mind is very difficult to control. And now, teacher says, if a student finds this subject difficult, okay, don't study it. Just go and study something else, or just give up the studies. She will not say that. She will say that, yes, it's difficult, but if you apply yourself, you'll be able to do it. That's what Krishna also says over here. Krishna says the next two lines that
Abhyasena tu Kaunteya Vairagena cha gruhyate.
Abhyasena tu Kaunteya. Abhyasa refers to practice. By diligently doing the same thing again and again, by diligently trying to control the mind, abhyasena, what happens? The mind becomes slowly habituated to focusing on Krishna and it becomes attached to Krishna. And does it? It comes to a position of transcendental stability by being fixed in Krishna. But abhyasa, it requires diligent practice. Now, vairagya nicha gruhyate. Vairagya here does not necessarily refer to a vairagi, a person in the renounced order,
Because here
we are discussing about the mind, and Vairagya is in that context.
So this can refer to two ways. One is that if you are working on some service at that time, that we find that actually there is too much to do, and we realize that I just have to keep plugging. We can get disheartened on one side and say, oh, this is so much to do, I'll never be able to do it. Or the other hand, we can break it down into manageable tasks. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that way, the more tasks that we do, the more we will come clever to attain Krishna's lotus feet.
So,
essentially, this verse talks about how, by the service of the law, by the process of devotion, we can actually make a period of misfortune into a period of fortune. Okay.